trafficking in humans receives a lot of press. But just as emotive and potentially destructive of life is the trade in live human organs. Around the world, a general shortage of organ donors means there's a black market trade in potentially life-saving organs. European nations are now debating ways to combat the trade. Alistair Wanklin met one victim, a Moldovan man who sold one of his kidneys.
3 years ago, Mihail Istrati had no job and was finding it difficult in Moldova to make ends meet for his family. Then an acquaintance suggested a solution.
A colleague told me I could sell a kidney, get some money and let us live a bit more.
Istrati contacted local traffickers. They fixed him up with a woman minder who took him to Istanbul. There, a surgeon removed a kidney. Istrati was told the recipient was an Israeli man who had been living on kidney dialysis. Istrati received $3,000. He assumes the black market broker took a cut. But immediately Istrati felt himself a criminal. His minder disappeared, reportedly because Turkish police were searching for her. Istrati was alone and had to get out of Turkey and make his own way back to Moldova.
I was in very bad health. I was in pain. I had difficulty sleeping for a long time. But today I have recovered quite well and can work again.
Assuming his health remains good, Mihail Istrati could live for many years on one kidney. But critics of the trade say his prospects have been reduced by a speculator in human life. Human rights monitors at the Council of Europe, a pan-European parliamentary body, are debating tighter measures against traffickers. Swiss deputy Ruth Gabby Vermut-Mangold is calling for international legislation.
One case of organ traffic, I'm alarmed, and we have to do something against the organized crime.
How extensive would you say the problem of donation?
I think it is large enough. We have in Moldova, only in Moldova, we have 35 cases. It is too much. It is a lot of cases. So it is very important that we fight against this crime.
In the Council of Europe's parliamentary chamber, a debate is underway. Ruth Gabby Vermut-Mangold has proposed a European Convention on Organ Trafficking. Speaking through a translator, she says mere greater scrutiny by nations could drive out the traffickers.
You can follow the case history of any donation normally, because there are national committees set up for that purpose. If you can't identify the origin of the organ, you can start from the assumption that that transaction must have been illegal, and then you dig in and try and go a little further.
Currently, much of Europe's known organ trafficking comes from Russia, Moldova, and Romania. It seems black marketeers find easy pickings in the impoverished former socialist bloc. So the government of Moldova wants help to target the underlying causes of trafficking. The Moldovan ambassador to the Council of Europe, Alexei Tulburia, says more effective than a convention might be economic investment.
We are very happy that at last this issue are discussed, because Moldova shouldn't be blamed and only blamed for the problem we have with the trafficking of human organs. What is our expectation, let's say, as Moldovans? We expect more investments, more assistance in respect of development infrastructure and creation of new jobs.
It's a question of poverty.
It's a question of poverty, for sure.
Mihail Istrati felt $3,000 would lift him from poverty. And true enough, since selling a kidney, he has found himself a job and enjoys good health. But he says he would dissuade others from selling their organs.
I regret what I did, but it's too late now. I would warn all people thinking of selling one of their organs against doing so. It's better that you stay as you are and find your own way to solve your problems.
It seems for one payment, Mihail Istrati received a lifetime of regret. But if the Council of Europe has its way, new international safeguards might reduce the chance of other people following suit. For Common Ground, I'm Alistair Wanklin at the Council of Europe in Strasbourg, France.